2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Our top local story this morning, talked about it out of the gate, rank choice voting. I thought Sandy City was on the brink of lawsuits when there was that confusion at the tail end. 21 votes separated the top two mayoral candidates, Dave. And then last night, the city council, after refusing to certify that race, thought about it. And I'm like, yeah, we'll certify it. So they now have a mayor.
What's interesting is this wasn't user error. This wasn't a problem with the way you voted, folks. You voted, you did your job, and you did a great job. It was the counting them up where it got a little squirrely.
On Utah's Morning News this morning, Monica Zoltansky called the show. She is now the mayor, beat Jim Bennett by 21 votes, says she's not a fan of ranked choice voting. And you said the same thing. You weren't a big fan of it, although you did not participate in it this year in your city's election. I did. I didn't think it was that complicated. I didn't realize there'd be issues at the tail end. But here's what Mayor Z said.
What I want to do as mayor is to initiate surveys and get the opinions of the voters. I did not vote for ranked choice voting as a council member when it came before us last April. And I, as a candidate, there certainly are a lot of problems with information, confusion, distilling the issues. There's definitely some housekeeping we need to do in our state to improve how it is conducted.
And I think that's part of what kind of concerns me. Anytime we're talking about elections, we want them so simple, right? We want them cut and dried. We want a winner. We want a loser. You know, a couple candidates, three at the most, because it gets unwieldy. How could you really dive into eight different candidates and know what they stand for and be able to determine, well, one through eight, who are my favorites and in what order?
We brought election specialist from the Lieutenant Governor's office, Hayden Loftus, onto the phone lines. Good morning.
Good morning, you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
So the Lieutenant Governor's office, your office, and Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson weighed in on the Sandy City issue, saying that there was nothing in the law that said there needed to be a recount, even though 21 votes separated those two candidates. And then they went ahead and certified the mayoral candidate with the most votes last night. Does this just point to changes that need to be made in the guidance or the law when it comes to ranked choice voting, Hayden?
So the ranked choice voting code, it sets forth a formula. It draws in a number of different variables, including total votes cast, the number of candidates, and then a couple percentages that are set forth in code as well to help us generate a recount threshold. The recount threshold for that Sandy City mayoral race at that point in time was only 19 votes. So the 21 votes that separated those two candidates put them outside of that recount threshold. I don't know if it necessarily means we need to redo everything, but with this being a pilot project, we are looking at tightening some of the ambiguities or the potential holes that people have found through these elections. We are looking at making sure that code is strengthened.
I do wonder if the juice is worth the squeeze, right? I mean, it seemed like elections have run pretty well. We understand them. Was there really a need to radically change the way we vote? Because I look at ranked choice voting as a radical change with the way we vote.
I think it could definitely be described that way. And we view it as another opportunity, like I said, a pilot project for cities to try something new. The biggest factor that cities kind of opted in for was the ability to essentially not have a primary election and save some money that way while still allowing people to vote for those candidates. I don't know necessarily if it's something that we can see expanding at this time, but it is something that we'll continue to offer as a pilot project to the cities.
Is it a better idea, or at least an idea that's being considered, to kind of hold a ranked choice voting primary? And so when the general election rolls around, there aren't 8, 9, 10, however many candidates on a ballot for a particular seat?
That would definitely be an option. If a city chose to run an RCV primary election, they definitely could. But a driving factor and a big benefit to doing a ranked choice voting election is to not have that primary. But if a city had a number of candidates that had shown interest in running for a seat or some kind of a position and they wanted to do that, there's nothing that prohibits them from doing that.
Now, if I understand correctly, isn't all the counting and the tabulation done behind the scenes, essentially with software? The software calculates it. And if that's how it went down, were there any problems with the way the software worked, or did it all work the way we expected?
So, unreal known to the public, the lieutenant governor's doesn't do anything with tabulating. That's all done at a county level. So any of that kind of aspect would be probably more pointed toward a county clerk. However, we did not receive any indication or any information that there was any issues with the program. Programs seem to have run just fine. It was more so just a disagreement between whether these 21 votes that separated these candidates would require a recount or not.
Hayden Loftus, a specialist, election specialist with the Lieutenant Governor's Office. We got about 15 seconds to go. Just to clarify, it sounds like to me that any city in Utah or county can decide if they want to do ranked choice voting or just do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, you are 100% correct. If they want to opt into the pilot program, they can. But there's no requirement to do so. If they want to run a regular election, they are more than welcome to do that. If they want to run a ranked choice voting election, they're also more than welcome to do that.
We appreciate you joining us. From the Lieutenant Governor's Office, Hayden Loftus, an election specialist. I see the arguments. I think it's intriguing. I like to see the cities on a smaller level kind of testing it out. Would I want to see this for the governor's race? Would I want it for the senatorial races? No.
Straight ahead, I heard a story on Utah's Morning News you got to hear. Dave, I think you heard it too. NASA and SpaceX, what they are doing to protect the planet and humankind from facing the fate of the dinosaurs. Next.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.